You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you're here. Let's wake up together.
All right, October 2021, astrology forecast.
Oh, shit. Couldn't hold it in.
I couldn't hold it in. Really couldn't. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. You can hear from my voice. I am kind of in the midst of getting through a cold right now. We've got illness going through our house, but it's that time of year where, you know, the air starts to get cooler. I feel like everyone starts to get a runny nose, and it's the changing of season, which I love this time of year. We have a lot of birthdays in our house between September, October, November. And I know, just like you, you love like witchy season and spooky season. And
I do.
Yeah. It's cool here. The weather's nice.
Yeah. Same here. I mean, we're actually recording this the day after, I don't know what to call it, Facebook gate, Facebook down.
Yeah. What a weird day, right?
It really was.
Such a weird day. Like, not even just Facebook and Instagram, but I don't know. It just the energy was strange yesterday. It was weird. I think it was everyone's response to having access to, like, you know, social media, you know, on a whim. It was just weird.
It really was. It was very interesting because, you know, because Facebook and Instagram were down, like, I'm not a fan of Clubhouse. Like, I have one. I don't think I've ever, like, used it. But I'm like, let me see what people are talking about in Clubhouse about this. And there were so many conspiracy theories being shared, thinking, and I'm just like, it is very weird what happened, and people had their theories, and the tech people were just like, oh, it's definitely an outside attack. And then the day after the whistleblower, and I'm just like, oh, this is where we have to just kind of put the plug in it. Facebook is back up. This is another really prime example. That if you are a business owner, and you use social media as a platform to connect with your people, it's so important to create an email list.
Oh, and to have a website.
Yeah.
It's interesting you said that yesterday, because, you know, I was thinking a little bit about not having access to, you know, my normal kind of circles on Instagram, where I am very active over there. And yet I was still booking clients yesterday because I have a website. And so when things like this happen, I mean, you can't just base your whole, you know, your whole business existence on social media, because it is so vulnerable. It's good to be able to have a place where people can still find you. And sometimes when things like this happen, it really encourages people to want to connect with you and, you know, to have that personal guidance and foundation and everything when the world is otherwise seemingly falling apart at the seams. it is interesting. TikTok was up yesterday, and I saw a lot of the same kind of stuff circulating around. And I don't know, I always take a lot of that with just a grain of salt, but just a very interesting day yesterday.
It really was. It was very interesting being the observer of the day.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And it forced me, like, I was just very present with my kids. I had a child homesick yesterday. And so, you know, we were playing with Legos and, you know, cooking together. And I would have been present with her anyway, because she was home ill, but there really was no feeling like I needed to be distracted by anything. So, you know, sometimes we just need that reminder that, like, life is happening in front of us and not behind a screen, you know, like that's where life is occurring. And we need to be there for that. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's a reminder. It's definitely a reminder that, you know, especially when you're an online business owner, you do have a life outside of the screen.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And I was just thinking for ILS, like this, all of this shut down right in the middle of a call.
No, I know.
Yeah.
It said like I was live for what? How many hours?
Like 7 hours once Facebook was back on. And I was like, no freaking way.
It was wild. It so really weird. Was. So it all weird. Shut. And the weird thing was that I felt like it shut down right at like noon for me.
Yeah.
When I was closing down the coaching call. And it was like, that's weird that this isn't happening. But yeah, I mean, we all survived. It's all good.
It is. It is. We would live just fine if you know, social media wasn't around, but
very true.
That's neither here nor there. We're here for October.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm just literally over here. I'm, you know, clinging onto my seat with my eyes closed. Just tell us,
Oh, you're so funny. Well, you know, I've been alluding that the back end of 2021 is going to offer us some of the most dynamic, perhaps volatile energy of the year. I'm really zeroing in on November and December in particular. They look challenging. They're challenging months. But things are really starting to kind of turn over and shift in energy this month. And it's a really interesting dynamic when I'm looking at the transits and looking at the astrological placements and energy, because while we have yet so much happening, like when we go through the month here, you'll hear me talking. It's like every other day something's occurring. And yet at the same time, this month, we're kind of in a holding pattern. And I will get to that and explain a little bit more about what I mean by that. But it's a lot of like, hurry up and wait kind of stuff. Like we're not ready to make all of these changes happen yet. It's like we're shifting into a greater awareness and an observation. And we're in a place of like, let's consider before we make decisions. Like, let's not get impulsive. Let's continue to still try to take in what's going on here bit by bit before we, you know, launch into something. And that's kind of this like tug of war energy that we feel this month is this kind of balancing act between the will to do, which is led by Mars. Mars is very active this month. And also this very Libran energy of, well, let's see what else is there. What pieces am I missing? You know, how can I be more objective and cooperative and compassionate in this situation? So it's just a very interesting dynamic. So yeah, this month gives us some of the most potent cosmic configurations. There's the drive of the individual, as I mentioned, with Mars, and Pluto is also very active this month. And then yet we're still in Libra season, where we have this consideration of being more receptive and more harmonious and more relatable to each other. And so we've got some big turning points that are underway by the middle of October. Once we have Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mercury, they're all going to station direct this month. So it's a big shift in our direction and where we're going. But just to kind of recap about, you know, what's going on with Libra season, Libra is the cardinal air sign, and it is concerned with sharing ideas and seeking balance and harmony and finding common ground with other people and negotiating, finding where we relate. You know, Libra is the sign where we connect with another person in a very authentic and sometimes intimate way. But I always like to remind people that just because we jump into Libra season doesn't mean that like life becomes this oversimplified idea that everything is serene and happy and harmonious. Libra is the sign that seeks balance. It is, you know, actively trying to create harmony. It doesn't mean that it's guaranteed. It just means that it is trying to do that. And all of the air signs, Libra, Aquarius, Gemini, they are very human signs. And what I mean by that is the air signs represent the parts of our intellectual mind, not the primal parts of ourselves, or even the emotive or the transcendent parts of ourselves. It's the parts of us that function and exist because of our human consciousness, because of data, because of ideas and concepts and perception. So that's where this relates to Libra, because in the sign of Libra is where we're learning to see ourselves in the reflection of another person. And it's also where we share those ideas and perceptions. And you know, let's be honest, when it comes to relationships, sometimes they are easy. You know, you meet that person, whether it's a lover or a very, very dear friend, and you just instantly connect and merge, right? And then sometimes those interactions are like oil and water. You know, they never come together. And so in that respect, Libra is where we connect, but Libra is also the sign where we see where we will never relate, where we see that we are never going to come together, or where we have differences or conflicts. And so how we work through those things is, of course, with diplomacy, with respect, which is so important to Libra, how we can cooperate with one another, even if we don't see eye to eye. And I mean, all of that energy is just so prevalent right now. And I think we're all just really grappling with how we do that, because in some ways I feel like that's easier said than done, right? Oh, well, let's all just get along. Let's all just find a way to, you know, work it out. But, you know, in all honesty, it's not that easy. Having relationships and these one-to-one connections that are up in the spotlight of our lives right now is, you know, really challenging. And I know that I have really felt that in my own personal life. Like, it is just in your face. So I really reflected as I was putting together the details for this month that I feel like the overarching energetic theme this month is accepting that we don't know everything. And what I mean by that is our own perceptions and our own point of view is not the only one. And while there are things for you and me and each of us individually that may feel non-negotiable, we have to release this idea of being so overly fixed or stubborn in our thinking, because we'll never find some kind of common ground to at least be able to have some respectful conversations to make things happen, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we've got a lot of planets coming out of retrograde and going direct this month, which is very significant because it begins to lay down the energetic foundation for the rest of the month. And as we're recording this, it is Tuesday, October 5th, and we are looking straight at a new moon that's occurring tomorrow. So I think that's where we'll start. So the new moon in Libra is going to be tomorrow, Wednesday, October 6th. And I've already seen some other people's interpretations of this energy, and it's always kind of fascinating to me how everyone lands on this. But I, in my study and in my opinion, I feel like both the new moon and the full moon this month do not look particularly pleasant. And while I hear you.
I forgot I wasn't muted.
Yeah, it's okay. It was just your candid reaction. Like, yeah. Oh, okay. I would love to just glaze over this new moon and only focus on the Libran bits of being, you know, harmonious and these new relationship beginnings and all that. There are some harder energetic aspects during these lunations that will challenge us, but these are also where our opportunities are kind of laying dormant for us to capitalize on. So, you know, keep that in mind, that with every conflict or challenge, we have the choice of how we want to choose to deal with the circumstances or the, you know, the hand of cards that we've been dealt. We just have to be brave enough and grounded enough to not be swept up into the drama or to be overly distracted by the external noise of the world right now. So our new moon in Libra is a significant day because not only do we have this new moon, which is conjunct Mars in Libra, but Pluto is also stationing direct tomorrow. And when Pluto stations direct, we feel it because it is a very slow moving outer planet. It is the planet that gives us the most incredible transformations if we are willing to do the inner work. And so Pluto has been retrograde for the last 6-7 months, where we've really been doing this kind of subconscious work, this inner work, really coming to this introspective place of understanding who we are at our core. And what I mean by that is, it's not our sun sign, it's not our outward expression, it's not our will or our ego. It's like the seed of our soul is what I'm talking about. And that's what Pluto is working on. And these are the parts of ourselves that we can sometimes feel very vulnerable about. We can sometimes feel shameful about. We can sometimes feel unsure about. But we are going through these big challenges and chapters over the course of our life to be transformed. And that's what Pluto's role is. So when Pluto comes out of retrograde, we suddenly have this sense of, okay, I understand what I need to do now. And sometimes those things are going to be making really tough decisions, or it's like feeling like you're ready now, you're ready for this next chapter, you're ready for what's facing you, you know, you're ready to do things differently, whatever that might be. It's going to be different for everybody. And it's not going to be instantaneous tomorrow, but it is something that you are going to be feeling more illuminated about over the next couple of weeks. So just be aware of that Pluto is coming out of its underworld travels to support us. Now we have the sun and the moon conjunct Mars at 13 degrees of Libra. It's almost 14 degrees. And this is very strong energy. The lunation is ruled by Venus, who is in her final degree of Scorpio tomorrow. And she's also in a wide conjunction with the South Node, which is very karmic. And so there's an element of fate as well with this new moon, because the South Node influence on Venus could be kind of dredging up stuff from the past, especially related to emotional or intimate relationships. So this could be an ex that texts you out of the blue. This could be feeling triggered or nostalgic by the way things might have been in the past. It could just be past heartache that is coming back up for you that feels like it needs to be cleared. These are all things that have ended, but their relation, the relational narratives or these storylines that they need to be finally put to rest. And so it's just a little bit of consideration on our part to see, you know, where else do I need to be kind of releasing this energy and letting it go. So just know that there could be some challenging or emotional feelings that come up during the new moon, because Venus in Scorpio is very emotive and she's seeking emotional revelations. Now, even though the new moon is ruled by Venus, because of the Mars conjunction, there's very strong Martian energy. Actually, for both the new moon and the full moon, there's very strong Martian energy. Now, Mars is in his detriment in Libra, and we talked about why that is last month, but understand that Mars is the planet of our will. He's assertive. He wants to move forward with what we as individuals want to go after, what we're passionate about. But in Libra, he has to operate outside of that normal territory. So he has to be considerate, and he has to be cooperative, and he has to slow down and see things from all sides, which Mars doesn't naturally want to do. He wants to naturally, you know, move forward on his own singular path. So this energy during the new moon really brings into the spotlight how the future of our relationships may or may not be clashing or kind of rubbing up against what our own individual needs and desires are at this time. And I feel like this is already really relevant, and I feel like people already are aware of this. I feel like I'm aware of this in my own life, and maybe you too, Erica, where it's like, you're just starting to notice the relationships that just, they're challenging because they really feel like you're having to maybe subdue a part of yourself or water down a part of your belief system or whatever it is in order to get along with this person. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's challenging. So, you know, Mars in Libra, the gift here is remembering that conflict is a natural part of relationships. And just because we argue and don't always agree doesn't mean that a relationship can't work or a friendship can't work. It just means that we have to do a better job of being open and receptive to listening to the other person, to creating a space where we're not always being emotionally reactive and judgmental, but instead trying to perceive and empathize with that other person. That doesn't mean that we give up our position. It means that we just try and seek that understanding, right? Seeking that balance. And so sometimes we need to have disagreements so we can clear the air, right? So things can come up to the surface, so we're not just carrying around resentment and these more negative and challenging feelings. So we can make room for greater understanding, which ultimately I feel like we all are desiring right now. So, you know, the new moon really brings up that topic of perhaps unresolved discussions or things that maybe are felt between you and another person, but they haven't been said or spoken about. And so there's still a lot of like reviewing and reconsidering this aspect because Mercury is still in retrograde. So it's like we haven't quite landed on maybe how to say the things that we need to say, but we're thinking about it and we're being open to how those conversations can occur in the future. From a more collective perspective, I feel like this is showing us all of the complicated political and interrelationship stuff that is just calling for us as a collective to listen more now and to be more considerate with just our general interactions. Because, you know, let's be honest, the collective energy right now is horrible. Understatement much?
Yeah.
It's tense, right? It's really rough out there. It is. And, you know, everyone just feels pitted against each other, and it's one side versus the other. And so, you know, it's really a struggle to find that Libran balance. It's a struggle to find that common ground right now, because it feels easier for us to kind of pick out our differences than to put ourselves in the more challenging position of finding our commonalities. But maybe that's the task here. And that's what's being reminded of us, is that, yeah, it's easy to see where we're not alike. It's easy to see where I am the complete opposite of this other person, and I don't want to be anything like them, instead of forcing yourself to see, actually, what do we have in common? And why is that triggering to me? Or why is that harder for me to admit? Mm. I do think that this is also a good time to point out that we have Uranus at 13 degrees of Taurus. That is in a quincunx aspect with the new moon and Mars. And a quincunx aspect in astrology, it's also called an inconjunct aspect, is when two or more planets are 150 degrees apart. And what makes this aspect challenging is that these planets and aspect in the quincunx have nothing in common. So they have irreconcilable differences, and that energy can feel very frustrated and really awkward. It's kind of like, why am I here? I have nothing to add. I have nothing to contribute. I don't see things from your perspective at all. This makes no sense to me. So in the case of the new moon, Uranus is the one that feels kind of like the oddball out, because he's unable to relate to this desire for balance, because that's not what Uranus ever wants to do. Uranus wants to push against the status quo and wants to, you know, be emboldened to do things differently. So that can set up some tension with this new moon. That can set up the potential for, you know, anger or kind of rebellious actions or attitudes or kind of passive aggressive stuff. So the trick here with this quincunx aspect is to get creative and to seek the use of a higher perspective or see things from a more enlightened point of view in order to move through it. And I feel like something that is just across the board kind of blazingly apparent is that just because someone else doesn't see things the same way as you does not mean that you need to pick a fight to try to force them to do it. So sometimes we can just meet people with where they're at. It doesn't mean we see things the same way, but there's no reason why we can't still be considerate. And if we can just accept that, then that maybe some things in our relationships will never be fully reconciled. Just acknowledging that can maybe make the pressure seem a little bit easier, a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
So
I think too, just in general, is not just in October, but just in life, meeting people where they are at in life is a really great tool for yourself, because there's so many healers and light workers that listen to this podcast that probably have that belief that they hold on to, that they have to fix, they have to heal people, that it's their utter responsibility to help people. And unfortunately, the whole thing with that is that it needs to come from them first. And we all know as healers, we don't heal. We just create space for you to do the healing.
Right.
You know, but that's definitely, I think that is something that we have to keep in mind, especially this month, is just meeting people where they're at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, how do we maintain our fundamental individual truths and values, the ones that feel non-negotiable to us, and yet still come into this resting place where we can find something in common to land on while we work for a long-term solution. Like while we're doing that bigger work, it's going to take a long time. Like the world is going through such dynamic changes as individuals, we are going through such dynamic changes that mirror that, and nothing is resolved or fixed overnight. And same with our healing journeys. Nothing is healed overnight. I mean, how many times have you or I or anyone else said that? You know, like,
yeah.
So, you know, I think that another just something to keep in mind during this new moon tomorrow, and perhaps through the rest of the end of the year, is to understand that whether this is personal or collective, if we push or try to rush into total resolution of our differences right now, it's not going to be a win-win situation for anyone. It's going to be extreme in terms of misunderstandings, communication breakdown. And then in that situation, nobody wins. Everyone loses. So just like our healing journey and just like accepting and integrating these incredible and massive changes in our world, it has to take time and we have to be patient for that. We cannot rush into trying to fix things or make them go back to how they were or to hurry up or speed up this process. It's going to take as much time as it needs to.
Yeah.
And we just have to be open to whatever that's going to look like or feel like, and release the expectations of, you know, how those individual answers are going to come to us.
Mm-hmm. So essentially what we're trying to say is the next 3 months are going to be a shit show, and the collective energy is going to be hard. It's going to be volatile. So be mindful of that, you know, outside of your own personal relationships and everything like that, that this is a very potent energy that can lead to, you know, maybe miscommunications or discussions in a negative way.
Right.
So just taking note of that, this is energy that we cannot control nor, you know, do anything about. So we have to be very cautious with our words. We have to be very cautious with misunderstandings and everything like that because of the energy that's present.
Yeah. And I would add to that to just be very clear on your intentions, whether that is a conversation that you're having with someone or something you're posting on social media or the way that you're responding to a circumstance. Really be clear on what your intention with your energy is, because I think that will either lead to a breakdown or a breakthrough for you. And I don't know about you, but I would rather have a breakthrough than a breakdown at this point.
This rate, it's like, it's either a breakdown or a breakthrough.
Totally.
Ooh, I like that, but
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I'm okay with breakdowns.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But you know, right. We always have a choice on how we respond to whatever that's going to be. And I think that's just the lesson always with astrology, is that the planets just tell us what the energetic potential is ripe for, but it still boils down to our personal free will and choice. So how you choose to move and navigate these really stressful and challenging times is on you. And even when you feel like you don't have a choice, look a little harder, because I bet you do.
Yeah. I love that. And something that I have lived by is just the motto, let it simmer, let it simmer, let it simmer. Just be mindful of the energy that's there, because you might get triggered a lot quicker than you usually do.
Right.
You might get into that emotional state very quickly and you'll act upon it. And sometimes that's not the best way. You know, sometimes we really have to be mindful of things and just, you know, let it simmer and know that this energy is here. So, you know, I'm sure Thanksgiving is going to be fucking wonderful this year. You know, and just, you know, while we're going through the notions of, you know, connecting with loved ones and family and maybe people that we don't see eye to eye with, just be super cautious. Have that full awareness of the collective energy that's happening, because, you know, you're going to go into these circumstances and you're going to be like, ah, I can see where this can go. I could see where this conversation can go, but I'm going to put this fire out right now and just walk away.
Right. Or I'm going to take some time to think about maybe a more considerate response, or I want to get clear on what my intentions are here. Am I trying to change someone's mind, or am I going to just, you know, give my opinion or my perspective and be open to listening to what someone has to say, even if it's different than my own opinion and belief? Because, you know, just because someone says something to you and shares their opinion or their values or their, you know, perception of something, doesn't mean you have to respond to that. That's an invitation that you can respectfully decline. And again, mm-hmm. that's a choice.
Yeah.
So let's keep moving because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about in October. That's awesome. Yeah, that was just the first new moon. So a few days later, October 9th, we actually have a big day of energy because we have the Sun, Mars, and Mercury retrograde conjunct in Libra at 16 degrees. Venus is then moving into a closer conjunction with the South Node. But Mercury, understand in astrology, is never too far away from the Sun because it is the planet that's closest to the Sun. So it's always in the same sign or, you know, within two signs of where the Sun is. Mm-hmm. However, Mars has a very different orbital cycle. And so it's significant to have all of these three planets meet up, not even to just be within a couple of degrees in orb, but to be exact at the same degree, which is 16 degrees. Mercury, whenever it comes into the heart of the Sun and it is exactly conjunct with the Sun, it's considered what's called Kazemi. It comes into the inner sanctuary of the heart where the heart of the Sun, where it becomes enlivened and it becomes kind of reactivated and re-energized. And now we have Mars, which is this incredible, potent, you know, motivating, excited energy that's coming to share in this conjunction. So I feel like this is really potent intellectual and cerebral activations for us. And I feel like this is almost like a breath of, I don't want to say fresh air, but it's almost like the mind is becoming crystallized or like something is coming clear or more creative or more potent in the mind here. And you know, we've said on your podcast and, you know, I'm sure people have heard this in other places, but our thoughts create our reality, right? So really pay attention to what thoughts come up for you on the 9th. What messages are coming in for you? What downloads are you receiving? You might notice that around the October 9th period, give or take a day, that maybe your perceptions are shifting. Maybe you're having an aha moment. Maybe you're having a major breakthrough that you weren't expecting. Maybe you're experiencing some kind of new motivations that come to light. So something could be shifting inside of you during this time. And I feel like it's positive. Like I feel like this is a very positive activation. And I feel like it's very empowering as well because we have Mars that's included in this lineup. So it's the power of our thoughts aligning with our actions. So I could see this also being a really beautiful day to take advantage of for manifesting. And we don't have a lot of those windows this month. I mean, yes, you can manifest any day of the week if you want to, but I feel like this energy is really potent for manifesting because of that mind-body connection. So yeah, take a look and see what's coming in for you. What do you want to put on paper? What are you visualizing? What do you want to call in for yourself? And how can you get that energy into motion about what you want to intentionally create, whether that's through the back end of the year or over the next year or two too, because Mars is also restarting his cycle. So there is like a new beginning that's also happening on this day. So there's your bright ray of sunshine for October.
Yay.
Great. I'll take it.
I will.
Yes. So October 10th, the next day, we have another planet stationing direct, and this is Saturn. All the planets when they station direct is significant, but with Saturn, Saturn's still moving very, very slowly. In fact, it only moves about 1 degree this month. So this energy behind Saturn is what is going to be building over the course of October and November and the beginning of December as it inches closer and closer to our last exact square with Uranus, which is going to be occurring on December 23rd or 24th, depending on where you live in the world. So we'll talk more in depth about the last Saturn-Uranus square, probably, I don't know about next month, but maybe for December's astrology. But just take note that this kind of building tension and stress is going to be going on in the background throughout the rest of the year. Okay. This kind of tension is challenging because Saturn is the planet of restriction. It's the planet that forces us to do the things that we sometimes don't want to do because it's hard. Right. And so this can manifest and take shape within, you know, the structural elements of our world and of our society, because that's also what Saturn rules. So, you know, this could be political, it could be economic, it could be related to COVID, it could be in our personal relationships and our communications and our businesses. But these are all areas and issues of our life that we've been grappling and moving through, you know, tension with throughout the whole year, if not 2 years with 2020. So this is nothing new. This is stuff that just we're starting to revisit again now that Saturn is coming direct. So just, you know, just be aware of that, because Saturn is very fixed energy and it moves very, very slowly. It's often called, like, the energy is also referred to as chronic because it moves so slowly. It sticks around for a long time. So as I mentioned, even though it's turning direct, it's still moving at like a hare's or a turtle's pace here. And that's going to reflect in our perceptions and our actions related to those structural systems that I mentioned. And I feel like everything's going to feel quite rooted and like anchored and entrenched, I guess is the right word, which can be frustrating. You know, it's like, oh, I want to move forward, but I can't because my feet are stuck down in the mud. And there's a lot of collective noise kind of going on in the background. Oh, I heard your sigh. Erica's just like, God damn it.
I keep on forgetting to take myself, to mute myself. I'm like, this is, sounds great.
Yeah. No, I love it. It's just because that's how I feel. And I'm sure everyone else is sighing with you. Yeah, but you know, understand that Mercury is going to be going direct. Excuse me, the week after. And so more information is going to be released and circulated for us to understand and to really see a little bit more clearly about how we're going to be moving forward through this, through these, you know, times and challenges, but we're not going to be able to take action just quite yet. So again, we're coming back to that idea of a holding pattern. Or as you were saying, Erica, I love the visual of just letting things simmer. We're just kind of in this pausing place. You could even say like, the car engine is idling, like it's on, but it's not moving forward yet. It's running, there's energy there, but it's not quite ready to move ahead. So I don't feel like we're going to see major movement with these structural areas of our societies until after this last Saturn Uranus square. So we're looking at the end of the year, honestly, into 2022, towards any kind of major reconciliation with what's going on here. So I would just encourage you to check in and see which house in your chart Saturn is hanging out in. Look at for 6 to 7 degrees, because that's the area of your life where you are now going to be making some big decisions. You are going to be feeling into maybe a new direction. This doesn't have to be negative. This can just be, this is where you're focusing your work and your intention and your energy right now, where you're making adjustments. You're looking at things again, and now you're ready to make a new plan. So this is where Saturn's asking you to do the work right now. So just take a look and see where that's coming up for you.
Okay. What house? I'm putting my to-do list.
Yes, I hear you writing.
Yeah.
All right. We have a little bit of a break. Nothing, you know, super, super major until the following week. We have October 17th. We have the sun squaring Pluto. And at the back end of that day, we also have Jupiter that's going to be stationing direct. But let's talk about the sun and Pluto first, because this can be very tense energy, but it could also be very motivating. So however you want to look at that. Squares are always very challenging aspects between planets because it forces us to make decisions based on whatever those circumstances is. And those circumstances could be out of our control, or they could be based on, you know, decisions we've made in the past, but we're being put in a position where it's like, I got to choose. So that's kind of the gift of the square, is like, it's forcing us to make a decision, and that in its own right can drive us to succeed. You know, if we're being challenged or kind of being put into a corner, that can be the motivation for us to move forward with more confidence and more vigor and more radiance, even if it's challenging. But with these two luminaries between the sun and Pluto, we do need to be cautious, because while this can be very exciting and motivating energy, it can also manifest into very rash, argumentative, very overbearing energy. And it can also stir up power struggles and jealousy or envy. Pluto is the planet of transformation and transmutation, and his energy is intense, and it can be very life-changing in a good way, so long as we are harnessing that that element of transformation for the good of all, or for our most benevolent outcome, as we say. But when we try to use that power or that powerful energy to better our own egos or agendas over the benefit of the situation or the collective, that's when it turns into the power of manipulation, which is where Pluto can become pretty rabid quite quickly. So, you know, ego check there on October 17th and just in general, because Pluto is very active through the back end of the year. We all need to keep our egos in check. Jupiter, as I mentioned, also stationing direct on October 17th. And what's really fascinating about Jupiter this month is that he will be at 22 degrees all month. So he's coming out of retrograde. He's slowing. He's been slowing down. He stations direct and then he's very slowly starting to pick up energy, but he's staying at 22 degrees all of October. And so I feel like Jupiter is giving us this pause to look harder for opportunities that are coming up for us. And so again, take a look and see where 22 degrees of Aquarius is for you in your chart, what house that lands for you, because this is an area where there could be hidden opportunities that are coming up. maybe you're revisiting some doors that were previously closed that are now beginning to open for you. Maybe you're receiving greater clarity and certainty about where you're ready to go or what you're ready to grow and expand in your life. So this can be really positive energy. And because Jupiter is in Aquarius, it's also showing us what changes we're ready to make for those big plans to occur. So another thing you can take a look at in your own chart. I need a drink of water because my voice is slowly fading. Okay. October 18th. So the next day, Mercury stationing direct and we have Mars trining Jupiter. I actually think that this is going to be a really great day because for one, Mercury becoming out of retrograde, we all celebrate, we all are clapping, we are happy.
Yeah.
So Mercury will be stationing direct at 10 degrees of Libra. And then we have this nice, a beautiful trine between Mars and Jupiter, which ironically we saw back in September, the day that Mercury turned retrograde, we also had a Mars and Jupiter trine, which is very fascinating. So we're getting a second opportunity for progress. And I look at a trine between Mars and Jupiter as inspired action. Okay. So think back to like maybe the week before about maybe some downloads or clarity that you're receiving, some kind of intellectual breakthroughs. By October 18th, you're going to be ready to move forward in an inspired way. So this energy is very positive. It's very optimistic. It's hopeful. It's saying, yeah, it's tough right now, but look what you still can do. Look what's still available to you. Look what is still possible. And, focus on your mission right now, because that is going to be how you are moving forward through these times, is like just staying firm on where you feel like you're being led and where your mission is. All right. We good?
We're good.
Okay.
She said with hesitation. Yeah.
Well, then I invite you to this full moon on October 20th.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah. It's a very powerful full moon. It's a very intense full moon. This is one where I think you're going to want to just lay low. You're going to want to kind of hunker down. This is not one that you're going to want to be like out celebrating or socializing. This is one where you're going to want to just like chill. Okay. So we have our full moon this month on October 20th. It's in Aries at 27 degrees. And we also have Mars squaring Pluto during this lunation, which is very tense, very volatile, and it can be, it can easily bloom into crisis mode. Okay. We'll just say that. So let's break this down, because there's a lot of interesting energy that's kind of going on this day. So the sun will still be in Libra. So we still have this kind of background desire to relate, right? To cooperate, to listen, to find that common ground. And yet the moon, which represents our feelings, the moon is in Aries. And when the moon is in Aries, she's very assertive and she wants to move ahead and get things done. And she's really only focused on her own motivations. Okay. So it's this polarity between the I versus we, right? That's where this tug of war is coming from with this full moon, is like, do I support only my own ambitions and motivations right now? Or am I, you know, going to work on being more compromising and diplomatic and negotiable? That's really a tough position to be in. So the other piece of this is that we still have Mars within a 4-degree orb of a conjunction with the sun. So we have this very fiery, excited, quite feisty full moon that is opposite all of these Libran energies. Now, Mars in Libra is the ruler of this lunation, and Mars is in his detriment in Libra. And we already talked about that a little bit. So whenever we look at the ruler of a full moon, the moon is basically looking to its planetary ruler for the answers of what to expect or how we're doing this, or like, how are we reflecting, or, you know, what are we doing here? So it's looking for guidance from that ruling planet. So the moon is looking to Mars. And Mars in Libra, like we talked about, is seeking balance and diplomacy. And yet the Mars is squaring Pluto. And we actually have a T square between the moon, Pluto, and Mars, Pluto being at the apex of this T square. And Pluto's energy is really feeding into this very tense, conflicted energy. So there's, I feel like there's a lot that's coming into high focus for us, like a lot that's like being red flagged, like, please take notice. Please be mindful of this. Please be cautioned about this. Like, there's a lot that's just kind of flooding in. So just be mindful and watch for power struggles, whether that is people that are initiating it with you, or that maybe you're doing maybe unconsciously with other people that you're participating in, as well as destructive energies or behaviors. Again, that could be other people around you, or it could be yourself. Maybe you're not being very aware of your own destructive thoughts and actions right now. This could even be obsessive behavior. So it's really important that we also remember the value of cooperation just as a way to get through this energy, because the intensity between Mars and Pluto is a battle. Okay. Both of these planets are warriors in some aspect. However, Mars is the planet that wants to fight to win, and it wants to fight quick, fast, hard, and dirty. So it wants to move on quickly. And it does, because it moves through the signs more rapidly than Pluto. Whereas Pluto is the planet that stays in the sign for the longest. You know, he's been in Capricorn for a long time, and he's here to finish the job. Like, he will just keep throwing punches and exhaust his opponent until, you know, the other opponent finally just lies down and gives up. So understand that there is going to be this impulsivity of wanting to like rush through and to like hammer things home and to get things done and to maybe fight and then try to just like put it all behind us. And yet there's also this other energy that's like, no, this is going to take a long time. Like, Pluto in Capricorn still has work to do. He still is deconstructing structures in our world. He is still transforming us at a really deep level. He's still taking things apart in our material worlds and realities. So there's a lot of stuff that needs to still come to the surface. And Pluto's reminding us of that, of like, there's still stuff in the subconscious that needs to be made conscious. There is still healing that needs to occur, and we can't rush through that process. And I feel like this really brings into light kind of the theme for this full moon, is that these challenges and these conflicts that we're feeling are about control. They're about control with other people, but also where we are maybe holding on too tightly into things in our life. So maybe that's something you want to reflect upon during the full moon, is like, where am I being kind of overly controlling about, you know, certain things that maybe I need to just surrender to a little bit more, or relinquish that grip over to the universe, or to just the situation, or for whatever it is. Because I feel like if people just focus on that conflict, it can really bloom into something that kind of can be catastrophic. So immediate action is what Mars is going to tell you needs to be done. Mars is going to tell you to pick up the phone and to like have it out with this person, or to like send a passive aggressive email, or to like, you know, say the damn thing, because that's his normal mode of operation. But Pluto's like, no, we got a lot of work to do. So maybe we should slow this down a little bit and take a look at the bigger picture, because there's probably triggers and shadows that are contributing to, you know, this angsty energy. So this is a very intense full moon. As individuals, I feel like we're being presented with some form of critical turning point in our own lives, because, you know, remember that Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It wants a new beginning. It wants a new cycle, and it wants to do things its own way, as do the rest of the cardinal energies like the sun in Libra and Pluto in Capricorn. So passions will be very high during the full moon. There is a strong potential for conflict. I think the world in general is going to be very noisy during this time. So it's important to know that you can just come back to yourself to kind of tune out all of that distraction and that just excessive energy. And something that I had shared in my Instagram live the other day was that I think this full moon is the one where we have to pick our battles. We have to know when the things are that come up for us that we have to be willing to fight for, but we also need to have the wisdom of the warrior to know when is it our time to lay down our weapons, so to speak. So,
you know, this whole time that you were talking about the full moon on October 20th, mm-hmm. I just kept having that scene from Mean Girls, the Katy Heron's party, mm-hmm. where like, Gretchen Wieners is hooking up with the asshole and like everyone's just running around the house, and then Katie brings the hot guy up and says she's cheating on you and then pukes on him and just yes. like the, you know what I mean? Like, and yes. then what's her face? Regina George comes yes. in and tries to like, like looking like she's about to like pounce on somebody.
Yeah.
The whole scene was just like, that's the kind of energy that feels like mm-hmm. is going to be going on, where it's a lot of miscommunication, a lot of anger, a lot of triggers for yeah. everybody. And, you know, it's just not a good thing.
No. And it's a situation where I think we have to step back for a minute and think like, okay, I know this feels really important and this feels like your battle right now, but is it really?
Yeah.
Like, is it really, is the outcome of this little argument or this little conflict in the big picture of what's going on, is it worth it?
Right.
So, you know, it's a tough one, and it's going to be up to each of us to move through. But, yeah, I love the Mean Girls reference.
So I wouldn't perfect. Make moon water. I wouldn't even no. charge any. Yeah. No. Don't do any of that.
No.
Don't do any of that.
Don't do it. You know, yeah. and understand that come November and December, we're moving back into eclipse season too. So it's good times here. So yeah, the full moons are going to be, you know, they're going to be dynamic and unstable. So I would not make moon water during this full moon.
Good
yeah.
to know.
Yeah. Okay. October 22nd, the sun is going to move into Scorpio. So that begins Scorpio season for us. We'll talk more about Scorpio next month, because we've got a lot of heavy Scorpio energies that we are going to be working through in November. But Scorpio, just as kind of a reminder, fixed water sign. It is co-ruled by Mars and Pluto. And in Scorpio, we're really navigating these emotional depths. We are navigating our emotional, awakenings. Transformations, and our awareness shifts from being logical now to more intuitive. So know that we're going to be moving from the mind back into kind of the heart and also the soul. So you'll probably notice that shift come late October. Mm-hmm. Now, October 26th, 27th, 28th, we have Venus squaring Neptune, and then we have also a little sextile with Jupiter. This is this starts out as being kind of confused energy, because Venus, you know, is the planet of love. Neptune is our spiritual destiny. And when they come together, they both can be kind of illusionary, right? Like, what is reality? What is really going on here? So there's a sense of like these few days of feeling unsure about what's really going on for us. And Neptune is the planet that can cloud our critical thinking and our objectivity. Neptune is fantastic for creativity and imagination and kind of transcending the rational mind, but it can also cloud our judgment. And Venus is going to be in Sagittarius during this time. And that can be this notion of being in love with, or maybe overly attracted to, ideas that are complete fantasy. Right? It's not that they're impossible. It's just that they're fantasy. They're not grounded in anything that's applicable right now. So, you know, Venus in Sag generally feels really reassured by seeing the big picture, the bigger perspective. But the detriment here is that she can lack that rationality. You know, she needs some facts. She needs some grounded data to help draw her back into like, okay, but what are we really doing with these ideas? We can't just function on high hopes alone, right? We can't just perceive the world through rosy-colored glasses. So there is a little bit of like confusion and figuring out like what's real and what's not. And by the end of these 3 days, October 28th, we have a sextile with Jupiter, which is helping us support this sense of things are going to be okay, so long as we're looking forward into the future and working together and being cooperative. So there is a little bit of like resolutionary energy with that. Now we've got October 30th, which the sun is going to be squaring Saturn and Mars moves into its underworld domicile of Scorpio. Now this can be tough energy when the sun comes into a square with Saturn. This is very karmic because Saturn is the lord of karma. So there's that influence here. It's this sense of you reap what you sow. So if you've put in the work, maybe things will be okay for you. If you've been slacking on doing your work, then, you know, you're going to get what's coming to you kind of thing. So, it could potentially be harsh reality coming into focus, especially in regards to these long-term considerations that we've been working through. And we have to figure out like what we can and cannot do right now. How can we realistically push ahead and move through frustrations and challenges, whether that's in our relationships or our work? So that could be, it could be challenging for people. Mercury is really helping though with the details because Mercury will be in its last trine with Jupiter, which is very optimistic. So I do feel like we are getting some more clarity, some more information about, yes, this is what's possible for us right now, you know, in the reference to maybe you're thinking about launching something in your business. Mercury is going to be bringing you some more information that's going to help you kind of narrow down the days, or is also going to let you know like, I don't think this is a good time to do this, but maybe next month will be better or next week will be better or whatever. So there is some clarity that's coming here. But Mars, as I mentioned, moving into Scorpio, when Mars is in Scorpio, he's like the sneaky detective. He's like sleuthy. One of the astrologers that that I consider a mentor often refers to him as Ninja Mars. So I think of like, you know, like the ninja that's all dressed in black and just kind of like bouncing from roof to roof, like going undetective, but like sees everything. So Ninja Mars. So be prepared for this really powerful Martian energy as it begins to brew because, like I mentioned, those scorpionic and Martian energies and themes are going to be quite explosive in November. So, yeah.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Oh, explosions. That sounds great. Yeah. I mean, October is just really setting up the stage for some major energies through November and December. Like I said, too, we're going to have, you know, the final eclipses between Gemini and Sagittarius, that polarity. And this is a question I get all the time, and I'm just going to put it out here so I don't have to feel like I have to keep repeating myself. I don't see anything lightening up until well after the new year, guys. Okay. I get a lot of questions in my DMs. When are things going to get better? When is it going to feel lighter? I'm just going to be real with you. I don't see it getting any easier until early 2022. Okay. Just remember that this is all new territory for us. And many of these planets that are moving out of retrograde are going to be moving ahead through the next few months and are going to be moving into some new degrees that they haven't experienced before, or they haven't experienced for a very long time. So we're all kind of learning on the fly right now. And so it's going to take some time for things to feel like they're starting to make a little bit more sense. It will happen. We just have to be patient. And by 2022, actually the end of the year, if we're being specific, December 28th, Jupiter will have moved back into its home sign of Pisces, which is very exciting. Love to have him there. He's very creative. He's jovial. We love him. And you know, 2022 just has a very different tone than 2021. I won't say it's better or worse. It's just a whole new can of worms at this point, a different bucket of monkeys, if you will. And we can talk about that, you know, in those details at another time. But These are historical times that we're living through. I think every astrologer out there can agree with me on that. These are just wild times, man. And no one knows how it's going to all come together. No one knows everything. You know, if you are having conversations with someone who thinks that they know exactly what's going on, exactly what this agenda is, exactly how this is all going to play out, run away, because no one has the whole truth. No one has all the facts. No psychic, no medium, no energy healer, no seer or oracle can see into the future and tell you exactly how it's going to play out. If they do and they claim that, it's fucking bullshit. it doesn't have to be one versus the other. Yeah. We're all seeing things through our own telescope. What we see on the other side is very true, but it's not the whole picture. Okay. And so we need to be humbled by the only truth that is occurring on Earth right now, which is that things are far more complicated than we can possibly understand, or that we can simply argue between what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's evil. And so that's why I feel like compassion is so important this month and the next couple of months. I mean, always. Compassion is always a good thing, but especially when things get hard, it is always possible to have compassion. It is always possible to reach down into the depths of your heart and find it. Again, coming back to choices, you can choose to be compassionate. Doesn't mean you have to agree with everyone, but you don't need to be a dick. It's possible to be compassionate and kind and still disagree. And it's something that we're all capable of, but it comes down to the choice that you are willing to make. So yeah, I leave it there.
Well, thank you.
You are welcome.
I'm just, yeah. So guys, let it simmer. Let it simmer. Just literally tattoo that on your forehead, write it in your journal, meditate on it, because, you know, clearly it's a very volatile time. And if I'm just thinking to myself, because I know my personal astrology and everything that's happening, I'm like, oh, the Thanksgiving's gonna be great this year. This is gonna be good. This is gonna be like,
it's gonna be lit.
It's gonna be lit. It's gonna be lit. And I just, you know, this is, I would like to take, I think we should all take this opportunity and the rest of the year and up until, you know, things get a little bit easier. This can be a massive healing and growth journey if we allow to.
Yes. Absolutely. I love that you said that, because it is true. And isn't that a choice also of how much you want to participate in your own healing journey? And I love that you said that, because I feel like that's a beautiful, just like nudge to what those choices are going to become come November, when we're in Scorpio season. When we talk about deep healing, that's going to be something that we're going to choose to dive into, or we're going to choose to be afraid of. So thank you for saying that.
It's true though. You know, we can sit here and blame all the retrogrades and everything and just freak out and blah, blah, blah. Or we can be like, okay, the universe is giving me these opportunities and shining light on maybe my triggers and things that I need to heal. And, you know, I can take this and I can learn from it, or I could sit here and I could be the victim. What is your choice? Because that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. And it's not an easy choice. Some days playing the victim card would feel so much better, but nothing would get done. And then we got to do it again. So
Exactly.
Exactly. I completely agree.
I mean, victim is so easy. It's so easy, and it's always there for us. It's literally the card that we can pull at any given moment, but it takes true strength and to really be like, you know what? I see this for what it is, and I'm also seeing the light shined upon my darkness, and I'm going to take that and I'm going to work with it, and I'm going to come out better than before. So let's just look at the next, 5 months, you say, a little bit?
Yeah. I would say come January, things will start to move in another direction, but
we'll be okay.
We will be okay.
Yeah. Hannah, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for trying to make things positive.
You know, we assign meaning to things. Everything is neutral. I mean, I know that sounds like such a bullshit thing to say, but it is. And at the end of the day, if you can at least be aware of kind of what's going on, it feels a little bit more, I don't know, I guess I feel more confident about then making choices, because I'm like, okay, if I know that this next week is going to be challenging, I'm going to do my best to set myself up for success, whether that means taking extra time to make sure that I'm meditating or clearing energy or, you know, setting, you know, boundaries with myself and social media that week, which I will say, the week of the full moon, you might just want to like not spend a lot of time on Facebook or Instagram. Mm. Like you might want to just kind of set some energetic limits or boundaries with people if you feel like those triggers are going to be too much for you. You know, there's always the opportunity to care for yourself there. And choices. We always have choices. We do.
Absolutely. All right, guys. It's always a pleasure. Have a great day and we'll see you next month.